Long pauses can be uncomfortable. Silence can create a longing for distraction. I urge you to press through any awkwardness that you feel, to focus in on your breath and to move towards God, to quiet your thoughts. I ask that you take time to pray through each statement. It's all too easy for us to quickly race from one thing to the next without allowing ourselves to be present. Hope. Hope as a thought precedes hope as a feeling. God, we seek you. Hope. In whatever circumstances, we turn our entire self to you, God. No matter how bleak our right now feels, we can hold on to the truth that you will take us into your presence if we put our confidence into your sacrifice. God, we thank you for the gift of your son's life given for us. We can hold on to the hope in any circumstance, how no matter how dark and how deep it is, of knowing that you, God, will 100% keep your promise to protect us from the eternal separation if we only believe in you. There are so many things that each of us will experience. God, we bring those to our minds. There are things that will challenge our confidence. God, I place those in your hands. I surrender those things that make me question if I'm strong enough. There are things that will challenge our sense of purpose. God, I surrender those things. I surrender the hurt and the unknowns that bring to mind the question of whether or not I'm enough and whether or not I will make a difference. There are things that will challenge our sense of value. God, I surrender those things. I let go of any question of earthly value that I may hold, knowing that my true value is in you. God, we surrender our expectation that a greater sense of hope will come from anything here on earth. When anticipation ceases to exist, we have forgotten eternity. God, we recenter our focus onto you. We acknowledge the grandness of your gift to be with you. We accept that your character and your promise to protect us from eternal hell is enough. We release the expectation that you will protect us from pain. Hope as a thought precedes hope as a feeling. God, we thank you for the gift of your son's life. My name is Alicia Hunter, and I am the pastor's assistant at the Hayes campus. And I pray that your day would be filled with a sense of hope. Amen.